Why English? Thank you for this chance to connect with you through English learning. We might not have met if we were into golf or oil painting or jazz dance, since I'm not interested in those activities. You were drawn to the skill we call language, and more specifically, the English language, and now I can get to know you, and I'm grateful. Let me tell you a secret. This is not good advertisement for me, since I teach English. Ready? I don't care if you can speak English or not. No, really, I don't. I don't even care if my own kids who are raised in Japan can speak English or not. I know it would be nice for them to be able to speak to their cousins who live in Hawaii, or maybe expand their future opportunities by speaking the international language. But what I really look for is, are they enjoying the self that picks up the new skill? Does the learning process delight them? If the answer is yes, or maybe with a little help, then I want to be there for them. I would never force a child to learn the violin, for example, if they did not like the process of learning how to play. For me, I'm not a good violin player, and even after 10 years of playing, I never got that good. But I loved the process of learning how to play. I loved hearing the one or two beautiful notes that would occasionally flow from my violin playing. I would practice for hours after school, and for hours at home, screeching in the tiny bathroom of our small apartment on the weekends. I think it's the same way with learning languages. How do we look beyond our learning? What is it that attracts you to English learning? I'm here to help you love this magical process of learning. Am I able to point you to a place beyond the practicality and the what's in it for me motivation behind your actions? I'm now trying to develop an English learning program that can move through and beyond the practical reasons and methods of learning. A program that helps us peek under the reasons for learning to see the person who is learning. How are you doing in your process? Are you feeling the thrill of new understanding? Are you feeling the lovely tingle of connection to your fellow humans when you catch the deeper meanings of their words? Are we allowing language to be our gateway to communication? Or are we letting language be the very barrier that blocks us, shields us, blinds us from seeing our common humanness? Let's see language for what it is, not a goal, but a cool byproduct of getting a kick out of wanting to see deeper into the person who is learning it. These are the thoughts that I have been exploring today.